Wife of Navy whistleblower being investigated for questioning COVID-19 vaccine running for Florida seat. By Christina Wong on December 21, 2023. Mara Macy, whose husband is being investigated by the Navy for questioning the COVID-19 vaccine's effect on troop health, is running as a Republican candidate for a U.S. House seat in 2024 in Florida's 5th District, in part because her husband is being silenced. Macy said in a recent interview with Breitbart News that her husband, Navy Lieutenant Ted Macy, had been posting on social media about the issue since January. But when he posted a video on November 28 citing Department of Defense medical billing statistics that he claimed showed a spike in heart-related issues for pilots in 2022 compared to the five-year average from 2016 to 2020 and the video went viral, his commanding officer told him to take it down. Then, Macy, a healthcare administrator in the Navy Medical Service Corps, lost access to his work computer and is now being investigated for violations of Uniform Code of Military Justice Article 92, failure to obey an order, and Article 133, conduct unbecoming an officer, but has not been told exactly why, Macy said. Ted's been putting out Defense Medical Epidemiology Database data publicly for almost a year now. And nobody said anything, and he went through the correct channel of trying with his command to work his way up to say, "Listen, this is all very alarming and we need to look into it." And he's gotten a whole bunch of nothing back, right up to Chief of Naval Operations. And not until he went viral did they even care. And now all of a sudden he's under investigation, Macy said. She said when they finally got the Navy's attention, they asked for leaders to look at the data, but did not get anywhere. Instead of looking into the data, you're looking into my husband and investigating him because it doesn't look good for you. It's terrifying to think they don't care about people being injured by a shot or whatever else it could be causing it. They don't even care to look into it, they want to put him under the microscope, she said. DMD is a database used by the Armed Forces Health Surveillance Branch to look up active duty medical event data in the Defense Medical Surveillance System and tracks all medical diagnoses submitted for medical insurance billing. Last year, whistleblowers testified to Congress about a purported spike in certain injuries they claimed might be related to the vaccine. The DOD said the numbers were inaccurate due to a glitch, took down the data, and then put it back up. In his video, Macy claimed the new data still showed a spike in heart-related issues for service members. Macy said service members are coming to her husband's office to be able to talk about what they have been through and injuries they say they have suffered. Ted is basically sitting there as a therapist for people who don't feel like they can actually talk to their command or the people, she said. I think there's going to be a lot more PTSD from this than you can imagine. Macy said she believes this was allowed to happen to the military due to lack of accountability and leadership in Washington. All this stems from a lack of leadership in our government, a lack of transparency, accountability, and obviously, having too much corruption, she said. She said one of her main campaign platforms is to restore integrity back to elections so that the American can elect leaders who feel accountable to them and not lobbyists and special interest groups. We need to go back over all these campaign laws in the McCain-Feingold era. And we need to cut out the places that all this dark money is coming from and the loopholes that were created in order to make it so that the establishment and the uniparty machine can continue pulling their people out of wherever they want. They can pull them out of anywhere and then all of a sudden there's the next big star and everybody's falling for it because they're backed by all that money, she said. So we need to think of a way to look at those campaign laws and we need to fix them because they're not allowing for regular Americans who just want to serve their nation. The populace, the people that are like the rest of us. People that are sitting here going, "Why are you voting that way?" she said. They're voting that way because they're all backed by the same people. That money comes on a leash and they're on that leash. So we need to fix the campaign finances as part of the election integrity, so that we can get people into office that aren't doing it to enrich themselves and enrich their buddies. Macy said she wants to educate people on how to choose leaders who will represent them. Elections are won in primaries. You go into the election booth in the general election only and expect that you're going to get someone who represents your interests. If you didn't vote in the primary, you didn't put in the candidate that is probably the populist candidate that's going to represent what the people want, she said. Instead, she said, you're going to get the person who the establishment chose who's going to represent the lobbyists and the special interest groups. Educating people to how to look into candidates is probably one of the most important things that we can do because we need to get candidates into office that directly represent the people, she said. But Macy said the nation's biggest problem is illegal immigration. At this point, we have to start deporting people. The only immigration we should be allowing at this point are things like adoptions, she said, adding that she and Ted adopted their daughter from China. With the influx of people coming over the border, we need to be extremely concerned about this, she said. It's all very intertwined with the fact that they've depleted our own military and they're pushing people across the border. And then you hear Senator Dick Durbin, DEL, talking about letting these people into our military. It's absolute insanity, she said. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.